We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Now, we've got a couple of casseroles coming up today, don't we?
I know I must have casseroles on the brain lately. I think last week I took casserole too.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And we also have a dessert to throw in, too, at the end.
I've sort of been wanting a little sweet stuff myself. So I guess that's why I'm seeing these desserts and they look so good.
Well, I tell you what, we have to go through the casseroles to get there, so what do we have up first?
I have a hash brown one first, which you could have as a breakfast casserole, but you know, I just think to have it with for lunch or for dinner with some sliced tomatoes or a tossed salad, you could use it anywhere as a main dish.
Okay.
It's pretty easy too, as you know how I am.
Well, there's nothing wrong with simple.
I'm a great believer in that. When I look at a recipe and it's got a page and a half of ingredients and 2 pages of instructions, you know, I just sort of flip over those 3 pages.
I can understand that.
This one is pretty easy too. 15 ounces of frozen hash browns to shredded ones and slightly thawed. 3 tablespoons of olive oil divided, salt and pepper to taste, 1/2 cup of bacon bits. And you know, you could fry your own bacon if you wanted to, but those real bacon bits anymore are pretty good, especially when you're putting them in something and baking, you know, or cooking them a little bit. And 1 zucchini shredded, and 8 ounces of mushroom sliced, 3 eggs, 1 1/2 cups milk, and 1 1/2 cups cheddar cheese. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it, right there?
It does. You're off to a good start.
Okay, you mix your hash browns and 1 tablespoon of olive oil and salt and pepper to taste. You grease a 10-inch oven-safe skillet, or you could use the square pan, you know, or a flat pan, whatever suits you. But this recipe did it in a skillet. You could do it in an iron skillet, or most skillets are oven-safe, you know, unless they have a plastic handle. And you add the hash brown mixture and press it down to pack it against the bottom and sides for like, you know, like a pie crust, that you're doing a pie crust. And you bake at 425 degrees until the edges are browned, about 25 minutes. And meanwhile, in a separate nonstick pan over high heat, saute zucchini and mushrooms and 2 tablespoons of olive oil for about 5 minutes, just to kind of, they're kind of tender. And if you got any liquid out of them or the oil, you drain them off. And once the hash brown crust is done, you spread 1/2 the cheddar cheese along the bottom of the crust, arrange the bacon bits, zucchini, and mushrooms in the pan, and top with remaining cheddar cheese, and you combine your eggs, milk, salt, and pepper, and whisk that together, and pour the egg mixture into the crust. And you bake for 40 or 50 minutes at 350 degrees until a knife in the center comes out clean, and let cool for about 10 minutes for it to set up before you serve it. But you know, you got some vegetables there with your zucchini and your mushrooms, and you got those bacon bits, and just a very tasty dish.
I can see why that would be good for breakfast.
It'd really be good for breakfast, and I really like it with sliced tomatoes. Of course, I've eaten so many tomatoes this summer, I think I might turn into a tomato.
I'm going to miss them when the season's gone. Tomatoes have been very good this year.
Oh, they really have. I just, you know, I have, as I say, most of mine have come from the farmer's market. I've had a few given to me, but they've had really different varieties at the farmer's market. I like tomatoes with anything. I like tomatoes with eggs. You know, if you have scrambled eggs, some sliced tomatoes. We used to, when I was growing up in the summertime, we nearly always had sliced tomatoes for breakfast with, you know, bacon and eggs or sausage and eggs or whatever we had.
Sure.
And I, this summer, have eaten tomatoes at least once every day and most days twice. If nothing else, just a tomato sandwich, you know, with mayonnaise.
I was always a fan of tomatoes and cottage cheese.
I love tomatoes and cottage cheese. I think I told you. What I did this year, I have a small processor. I think Lee gave me for Christmas 1 year, just a little one that holds about 1½ cups. And I would take 1/2 cucumber and 2 green onions and run them in that processor and then mix them in with cottage cheese and eat it with tomato.
Okay.
That's really good. That reminds me of a dressing they had at the Blue Boar years ago in Louisville that they ate on a lettuce wedge. I may have already told that once, but I've been somewhat enamored with that this summer.
Okay.
And, you know, there's no recipe to it, but it just adds a little different taste to your cottage cheese.
Now, what's our second casserole, Miss Sammy?
The yellow squash casserole. And you know, it's not going to be long till yellow squash are going to be gone, but they've been really good this summer too. And I have cooked a lot of them. I haven't made many casseroles. Most times I just saute them in a little olive oil and butter and maybe put a little onion in it, or maybe or not, just salt and pepper. I mean, I really like squash. I haven't fried any, and I have the urge to fry some. Mother used to fry squash, and I used to fry them some too, but I hadn't fried any. I just get lazy and then I wind up just sautéing them, and I like them like that. But this is a squash casserole. If you want to be a little fancier.
Sure.
So you take a tablespoon of vegetable oil or olive oil, whatever you want to use, two and a half pounds of yellow squash. You know, you just sort of guess at that, or I do. I don't have a kitchen scales. A cup of onion chopped, 8 ounces of sour cream, a fourth of a cup mayonnaise, a teaspoon of kosher salt, a half a teaspoon black pepper, 1.5 cups cheddar cheese, 1/2 cup Parmesan cheese grated, and the cheddar cheese is shredded, you know, like we buy in the sack. A large egg, a sleeve of Ritz crackers, and 2 tablespoons of butter. You preheat your oven to 350 and spray a 12-inch cast iron skillet or a 9x9 casserole dish with cooking spray, and I did this in a casserole rather than the iron skillet. In a large skillet, heat the oil over medium-high heat. Add the sliced squash and onion and cook, stirring occasionally until the vegetables have softened. You don't want to cook to a mush, you know, you just want them cooked a little bit. Remove from heat and transfer to a colander in the sink to drain. Because, you know, vegetables, you cook a lot of water out, and if you don't add a lot of things like tomato pie or casseroles, you wind up with them a little too wet. In a large mixing bowl, stir together your sour cream, mayonnaise, salt, pepper, cheddar cheese, Parmesan cheese, and egg, and fold in the cooked squash mixture and transfer to the prepared baking dish. In a separate bowl, use a fork to sift together the crushed crackers with the melted butter. Sprinkle the mixture all over the top of the casserole and bake for 25 minutes uncovered until it's bubbly and the topping is starting to brown. Remove and serve at once. Pretty tasty, and as I say, don't overcook the squash and onion. You just want them softened a little bit. They need to be a little softened, but you don't want them cooked that they're, even then when you bake, you know, that they're just going to turn to a mush.
Yeah, that would not be good.
Want a little texture there, you know, with them. That's really a tasty casserole. As I say, I can make a meal out of it with, you know, with a tomato or with a salad. With, you got your cheese, you've got some protein in there, and you've got an egg in there, and sort of rich casserole, but it's really tasty.
Miss Sammy, we've done a couple of casseroles, and you said we had a dessert, too.
Oh, I've got some lemon bars.
I like those.
I like those, too. I can remember, I don't think I have her recipe. Mama made them a time or two, or made them occasionally, but this is one that's the Barefoot Contessa that's on TV. This is her lemon bars, and these are good. Your crust is 2 sticks of butter softened, 1/2 cup of sugar, 2 cups of flour, and 1/8 cup of salt. And then for the filling, it's 6 eggs, 3 cups of sugar, 2 tablespoons grated lemon zest, and 1 cup of lemon juice. And be sure and grate your zest off of your lemon before you juice them, because after you juice them, you can't do that. But you can take your lemons and grate off some to put on top, and then squeeze your lemon juice out of them. And you could use the bought lemon juice, but, you know, it is better with fresh. It gives it a more fresh taste. 1 cup of flour and some powdered sugar for dusting. Preheat your oven to 350 and line a 9x13 pan with foil or parchment and lightly spray with nonstick cooking spray. You can do that without the foil and parchment. It just makes your pan easier to clean. It makes it easier to lift it out, too. You cream together the butter and sugar, mix in the flour and salt until the dough forms, and press the dough into the pan, building up about 1/2 inch on the sides. You want it kind of, you know, cupped up on the sides a little bit. And bake that for 15 or 20 minutes until it's golden brown and chill. And then you whisk together the remaining ingredients until it's, you know, mixed up good, and pour it into the cool crust. And bake for 30 or 35 minutes before filling is set. And let it cool to room temperature or chill it in the refrigerator overnight. And dust it with powdered sugar before cutting and serving. And I remember that Mom always did. I can remember the powdered sugar dusted on top. But that's a cool and refreshing, you know, with a tartness. I mean, it's sweet enough because it's quite a bit of sugar in it. But it's still, lemon always gives you a refreshing, cool taste.
It does.
And it sort of reminds you of a lemon pie, you know. And I used to like lemon. I've never made a lemon pie for years. I was thinking about that lately. I used to make a lemon pie every once in a while, and I've eaten them in restaurants. And they're very cooling and refreshing, too. Lemon meringue pie. Mama made those, too. My mother was a wonderful cook, and I guess she instilled in all of her family. She was an adventuresome cook. She tried a lot of things, and we were willing subjects, you know, to take today's test.
And at the time, it probably wasn't as easy to be an adventurous cook as it is today.
It really wasn't. I mean, you know, of course, she worked some later in years. She worked for my dad and worked in the insurance agency some, but for the major part of when I was home, most of my life, she stayed home. And you know, when you are home, you do have more time to cook. I'm finding that out now. I still give these quick recipes because I was so used to working for so many years and coming home and, you know, trying to cook and have stuff cooked. Now, you know, I can start thinking in the morning what I'm going to cook, and I don't have to wait till 5 o'clock to start it.
Well, there you go. Well, Miss Sammy, we have made it through two casseroles and a dessert. I guess that brings us to the end of our show for today.
I guess so.
We want to tell folks if they want a copy of these recipes, very simple to get. All you have to do is email the radio station at wxbc@bbtel.com, or you can email Miss Sammy direct at sammyq@bbtel.com. Make sure you put Skinny Cook in the subject line. That way we can make sure that we get these directed accordingly. And Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, honey, don't ever trust that skinny cook.